Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose. Treat your ears and your senses with the Bose Noise Cancelling 700 series. Their unrivaled noise cancelling technology means you'll hear and be heard like never before. And touch and voice recognition mean you're free to keep your head up and you'll never miss a thing. It feels to me like you need more of the Premier League and the Premier League needs more of you.
I don't know. To be honest, I would love to work in the Premier League. It's true that it's going to be difficult, but you know, now is a moment to wait and we'll see what happens. Now is a moment to recovery, to think about yourself a little bit, and of course being ready, because in football it's always something can happen and you need to be ready. If appear the opportunity, and of course I am ready, waiting for the new challenge with the belief and the confidence that the new challenge is going to be fantastic.
And maybe you wouldn't have felt ready on November the 20th, but now after a couple of months out and to recharge the batteries, how important has that been for you?
Yes, I think it's important. It's important to be a little bit and to see with more different perspective now football. During 7 years, we didn't have time to make what we, because we were involved in football, but now I think it's important to have this different vision and of course, always thinking in to improve and be better and to provide and understand if appear the new challenge, new club, what they expect from us and try to, like was Tottenham 5.5 years. I think we achieve more than they expected and hope in our new challenge happen the same.
And how flattering is it to be linked to jobs at, say, Manchester United, because they have expressed an interest in you for some time?
Yeah, but you know, I was in Argentina, I was in Qatar, I was in Spain, I have Jesus that follow a little bit the news, but I try to be away, but always arrive these rumors. And in football today, I think all the coaching staff we accept that that rumor are there and appear, and I think we deal natural with all the rumors today.
Do you know what, though? Even if the rumors are only started by fans, I think it's a big compliment that they're paying you, that you're being linked to the biggest clubs in the world. Absolutely.
Because of the fans.
Yeah, because it means that you're loved. It means that they want to see you in these big roles.
No, I think that when you say before, maybe Premier League is going to miss more than you miss.
I think we both need. Yes. Premier League needs you, and you need it.
Yes. No.
It's great.
I think the people need natural people, and we are natural people,
100%.
Very normal people.
Yeah.
And
because there aren't enough of you.
Sorry?
There aren't enough natural people, authentic.
Yes, authentic
people in this world.
Authentic.
Yeah.
And we don't say that we are the unique people authentic, but we are authentic. We no act, we no do nothing that we no believe. We are not actors, we try to do what the best for the companies, for the clubs, for the player, And sometimes it's against us, maybe, but it's how we are. Mm. And we are not going to change.
And what do you think about the English culture? Because I feel like the fans, you're right, you can't pull the wool over people's eyes. People can see and sense when someone's authentic and when they're not. What do you think about English culture? It's a funny place to be at the moment, like good and bad with Brexit, and it feels a bit of a strange atmosphere, but equally the passion and the love and the respect is still there. It's underpinning it all, isn't it? Well, at least that's how I feel as a yes. as a sports fan in this country.
Yeah. Maybe because I now I feel open and comfortable here with you. I was talking with Conte a few weeks ago, and he said to me, "Oh, now I realize, and in England, you know, the culture of the journalists or the atmosphere is completely different to Italy or to Spain or to, you know, to different things." I say, "Oh, now I realize, you know," and say, "Yes, I think the culture here is, of course." I think it's not easy to win or to be accepted for this culture or for the English people, because when you came from outside, it's like, but happened in Spain or happened in different countries, no? But I think in the moment when you realize that the people is authentic and is professional and I think have worth or is good for the country or for the football, I think is very well accepted and you feel the love. I think after 7 years we really feel appreciate for the football people, for the culture. I think we love the culture and I think we feel so happy on England. Of course that we were living in Southampton and now in London. I don't know in the north is going to be good or not. Is
one
day
we'll go.
No, I don't know. But you know, I seen is the good thing that we met people from different places in England, and I think the people is very nice, very polite, is very very well educated, and of course we are enjoying the life here a lot. I think if we move to Europe, I think. We are going to miss England for sure.
No, that's good to know, because it's not. I mean, I'd sense there is a feeling that you have to earn the trust both ways. I feel that our culture here is a little bit like people try to trip you up. You know, people are looking to trip you up. Maybe journalists. Maybe that's what Conte was referring to. That there's just a bit of an undercurrent. But equally, when people know that you're the real deal. They respect that.
Yes.
But that takes time. I mean, that's like, as that, you say, five
yes,
and a half years.
That take time and take time for us
that.
to
yes.
adapt ourselves to the, you know. When I arrived, we arrived first season, it was crazy to see the Boxing Day, Christmas period, was the most busy period in the Premier League in the year. And it was difficult for us to accept because we came from Europe, or me from Argentina, and always... Christmas was sacred. It was stopped during 10, 20 days. It was holidays. Yeah. But after the first season or second season, we said, we love to play in Christmas period. It's amazing, the atmosphere on the stadium. And we said, we cannot change that. I think if we are going to vote, if change or not, I say we need to respect that culture because that is why you are different. You drive in a different way, you know. On the right, in the Europe we drive on the left. You know that is why.
Other way around.
Yes.
Yeah. Please don't drive on the wrong side of the road here. You're scaring me now.
You mean the city's on the other side.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, okay. It's in another side. It's in another side.
Glad we cleared that up.
No, you need to adapt. You know, and that is why you are different.
In the Pink is sponsored by Tag Heuer, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Excellence, precision, and elegance. Their timepieces are designed for those who love challenges. Make sure you run like clockwork and never miss a thing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.